Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down a penny, March wheat down 2.25 cents, and March beans up 2.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar just up a few ticks. We're at 99.84, so under the even money mark there. Crude oil down 2 cents a barrel, not much there. Dow Jones is up 100 bucks off the strong unemployment numbers. The bonds also rallied. I'm not sure why their bonds rallied as well, but they are higher. Metals are just mixed here, but we rallied pretty good after the report. We were 16 lower in the gold. We were about 10 lower in the gold. We're only steady right now, so we had a comeback in the gold and the silver. Not a whole lot in these grain markets here today. No export announcements. Stats Canada came out with a 25 million stocks number on their wheat. That's a million above what they were looking for. You know, the wheat market really is in the fund's hands. If they want to cover their 110 or 120,000 short contracts, we can see the market move higher. And I think that's, from a technical standpoint, if we can get wheat to close over, March wheat over 440, I think we'll see some pretty good fund buying in here. Corn market, really not a whole lot of fresh news. We are where we've been. We're trying to push December corn over $4. We still need to close March corn over 371, that 200-day moving average. If we can do that, then I think we'll see more fun buying there. The bean market was higher overnight. Talk that Argentina is going to have a pretty good rains next week. That, again, will slow things down. But we know we're losing crop there. Is it 53 million metric tons? Is it 50 million metric tons? I'm not sure it matters. Brazil's crop just keeps getting bigger and bigger. We've gone from 98 to 102. Now people are talking 103 to 105 and some even bigger than that. Uruguay and Paraguay are in good shape. So, you know, in my opinion, the South Americans are going to sell any good rally in this bean market because they're going to have plenty of crops out here to sell. Again, the weather in the States looks fairly benign. We do have the rains in Argentina, as I mentioned. And that's really about it. We didn't see any real export news today. We know that the corn exports continue to be strong. Ethanol demand continues to be strong. And I think we can see, you know, some strength in this corn market. Really, that's about it. I don't see much else. The Chinese come back from vacation next week. So the bean exports were down a little bit this week. I think we can see them jump back up with some Chinese buying next week. We'll see if they start and continue to shift to South America, but we still are in the mix, so that's positive out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.